Oscar, we needed someone to do the intro, apparently.
Hey, welcome to another episode of Burnt Out Coffee. I'm your co-host, Oscar Fernandez at Oscar Fots.
And I...
I'll just say, here's my boy on this side.
Can we do it?
I gotta
move
my
finger in front of
here.
One, two, three.
Ha! Oh no, we're the
old
one.
Either we're really, really fat or really, really skinny. It's us right now.
Wait, hold on. Would it be Enricar or Oske?
Oske sounds cooler. Enricar sounds like a very shitty Volkswagen.
So Enricar is the one with the earrings, and Oske is the good one with the vest, because you know that's the better one.
Little Dragon Ball Z fact, that is actually true. The Pator earrings actually have a limit of how strong you're allowed to be, and if you do, it actually breaks the person apart. Whereas Fusion Dance actually allows the person to be at their full strength, as well as it takes the best qualities of both instead of melding them together. So it's like the body of Goku with the genius of Vegeta, so it allows them to grow. Little fact for you, welcome to this cold brew session of Burnt Out Coffee. Little Dragon Ball facts for y'all people. If anyone goes, Gogeta can beat Vegito, they are right. Vegito cannot beat him. Vegito's the Pator earrings, Oscar.
I'm just saying, like, it stopped being cool after, like, Super Saiyan 3.
Super Saiyan 4?
Okay, like, I like... Everyone hates GT. It's not great.
I like GT. I'll stand on that hill.
You know, it felt rushed, but,
Yeah.
I like the evolution of 4, and everyone's like, oh, it looks stupid. It looks more like a monkey, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's like supposed to be like an evolution thing. I'm like, you're thinking of it wrong. It's like the god version of a Saiyan. Saiyans transform into giant apes. It's not like humans where it's an evolutionary tree. It's like this is literally their power. They transform to this other side. It's their stronger side. And so like Super Saiyan 4 to me, was what Super Saiyan God should have been.
I agree.
Instead of Super Saiyan God, Super Saiyan, where it's just different
now
hair
it's called
guys.
Blue. Now it's just called Blue, Super Saiyan Blue.
No. It's just called Blue for dumb Americans.
Hey, and I'll take it. But the thing about that also is, little two facts, everyone was upset. Like, you grew up in this age. Everyone was more focused not on... When they saw Super Saiyan 4... They got pissed because it wasn't what the fan drawings were. Because remember when you would Google Super Saiyan 8 and it's like someone's drawing of Goku with the longest hair with silver?
It was like sort of the Mandela effect. It actually didn't happen. It was called Dragon Ball AF. It was complete and utter fan fiction, but everyone thought this was like legit coming from Japan because there's some really good drawing ones. And it was basically Dragon Ball AF, where it was Super Saiyan 5 Goku, where it was his god form before, you know, Akira made all this stuff. It was his god form, and it was like super long, like Super Saiyan 3 style hair, but with the hairy arms and tail, Super Saiyan 4, but all white. So it was like Ultra Instinct. Before Ultra Instinct.
No, I remember seeing that. And there's also another one. I'm trying to remember its name. Where it was like a universal tournament. Where it was like a multiversal tournament before Super did it. And it was like this person working on it. And he created literally... He grabbed all the possibilities of it. Used it as the multiverse effect. And just had them fight. Like there was a Vegito fighting a Vegeta that like... And a Goku that stayed on Vegeta. Because Vegeta killed Frieza. And was able to achieve Super Saiyan. It was like these cool ideas. But Oscar.
So it's like Dragon Ball Super, but with story. Got it.
No, it actually was. But even though like the saga after it's getting a little better, but we'll talk about that later. Because Oscar, we're not supposed to talk about some dope Dragon Ball Z stuff that we're kind of a little more interested now in talking about. We could save that for a whole episode where we do. Yo, we should do the first Dragon Ball movie hold up.
Okay.
The first Dragon Ball Z movie. Hold on. We should say that and talk about this.
Are you talking about like World's Finest? Or are you talking about like the Dragon Ball live action?
Both. now. I was thinking World's Finest originally.
Okay, we'll do World's Finest. We'll do World's Finest.
I think it's doing... Isn't it World's Strongest, though?
Well, I don't care. I don't care.
But Oscar, I noticed something. Our audio listeners don't notice it, but it's fine because I'll give them the audio cue that they're looking for. I noticed on your left hand, Oscar, there's something new. There's something... That's your right hand. I legitimately was like, wait a minute. Wait a minute, let me check.
Yes, there is. There is something there.
Oscar, if I'm correct, as of recording this one, you had a big event on Saturday, last Saturday?
On the 26th.
Maybe kind of a big event. I don't know. Depends.
Kinda sorta. Some people say it's kind of important, you know. To me, it just felt natural.
It felt natural.
Yeah.
That's a good way of putting it. So I am going to put you in the hot seat. You're going to answer my questions about your wedding. Oh, by the way, just so you know, I never start the timer, so congrats.
Oh, so just add 5 minutes to it.
You know we talked about Dragon Ball longer than 5 minutes.
No, it was like literally like a minute and a half tops.
Okay, I'll add 5 minutes. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, so Oscar, we're going to talk about your wedding to...
Mi boda.
From your fiance, now your wife, Jordan Cheek. Oscar, first question. How was your wedding? How'd you feel? How'd you like it?
Honestly, it was pretty smooth. It was more anticipation of, like, it was a long time coming because we planned this out, like, almost a year ago. Mm-hmm. Or actually, a year ago. Mm-hmm. And because we pushed it back. It was originally supposed to be last April.
Mm-hmm.
And then it went to October, November that year.
Mm-hmm.
And then it got pushed again. And we were going to do it in April of this year.
Mm-hmm.
And then it got pushed to, obviously, September 26th.
Boop-boop.
And so we had all the stuff decoration-wise. Either we already had it or we bought it because my family accumulates a lot of things. So we literally have, like, table covers, chair covers, runners, and things like that. Like, full sets, like 100 units in, like, 3 different colors.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had all that, but then it was like, you know, I created the centerpieces and all that stuff. And so we already had all that stuff bought. We had a bunch of lights hung back in March
because
it was an outdoor wedding. My in-laws' property has a pond, and adjacent to it is like a little grove of trees with a big cement square in the middle. And we were going to have basically the ceremony on the cement. And then throughout the trees, we were having all the tables. And we had little lights hung up throughout the trees. And at night, it was absolutely gorgeous. And we had tested this before. So when it came time, we had to actually... Because the lights were out there for so long. And Jordan's mom loved how they looked. She had them on. So we had to replace 4 sets of lights because they went out.
That's beautiful. Just like so, destroyed the lights.
Right? Yeah, and then next to the pond is like a fishing shack to we converted into like a bar, and we put lights all up in there.
That's dope.
And all that stuff. I made some signage, but yeah, it was pretty fun.
That's good. And if I'm correct, I like how I have to ask you these questions as if I don't know any of this because I'm just leading you there. I'm just gonna drop it.
I got you.
So Oscar, we know this wedding had a special theme that some may call unconventional, some call nerdy. Like, not to bring up like your old wedding, but I thought, how do I put this softly? I didn't think you were going to top a wedding where you were married in front of a con to meet Stan Lee by a Jedi. I didn't think you were going to top that. But for this wedding, you were like, I got to make it way more special, way more personal. So how did you top a Jedi marrying you in front of a Comic-Con where Stan Lee was?
Not to talk ill of my ex-wife
Way. Never.
But my first wedding, we actually didn't get to meet Stan Lee that day. We met Stan Lee at the con previously.
We did.
Stan was there, but he was there for Friday and Saturday, and because he was old as shit, he didn't stay for Sunday. So it was only the leftovers on Sunday. No offense to people who do the con circuit. I love you guys. Can't wait to do cons again.
I'm thinking of doing it too.
Yeah, I would really like to do one. We got married in front of the building at Dallas Comic Con Fan Days. Mm-hmm. And it was a nerdy minister there, and we found him online, and he dressed up as a Jedi, and he married us and all this stuff. And so that was fun, because then we all ate at some like fancy Mexican restaurant. Mm-hmm. And then like my family was like, deuces, and then all the rest of us actually went to the con.
Yeah. Like in costume too and everything.
In costume, yeah, we were all in costume to begin with. Olé, so everyone was, olé, olé, olé. Oh god. Sean Astin. Love you, Sam. Love you, Sam. You're the best Hobbit. But I was dressed as a Time Lord. But anyway.
But he looked like a matador.
Yeah, because the long red gown with the pointy golden,
Sean Astin like, just looked at you and just thing. Went, I know who you are. Olé, 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 olé. He tried to connect with you right then and there.
He did. He's a very sweet man. A lot shorter than I thought he was. He's very Hobbit-like. But very, very sweet man. Love him. Go Rudy.
But your wedding.
Yeah, so my wedding, it is something near and dear to me. Everyone knows I love Star Wars more than most things in life. But this is more sentimental because it's a very personal interaction. Mm-hmm, whenever you're definitely. Doing this thing, it's very personal because it's the people around you are creating the story with you.
Definitely.
So it becomes very, like I said, so there's you can't just do it on your own. Mm-hmm. You can't just watch a Star Wars movie and, you know, we can talk nerd stuff all day, but with this particular topic, there has to be that personal interaction mm-hmm. with those around you. So I did a Dungeons and Dragons themed wedding.
Yep.
And it was everything I thought it would be and more. And Jordan actually never played D&D until she met me.
That I actually didn't know. I'm actually kind of find that shocking a bit. Because mm-hmm. she's as nerdy as you, but she has her own like definite like strong tendencies.
She's pretty nerdy. I mean, she was when I met her, she was already like very knowledgeable about like Lord of the Rings, and she's played a lot of, you know, fantasy games, whether it was Diablo, Skyrim, that's whatever.
Yeah, definitely. I kind of go like in my mind, if you kind of watch Lord of the Rings and I heard you haven't played D&D, I kind of find that shocking because I'm like, those are kind of like a rare thing that do go hand in hand.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. For sure. I mean, D&D takes a lot of stuff from that. Oh, and so I mean, like, yeah, it was really cool. Like, we were joking about it at first, but she was totally down for it. And I'm like, oh, are you serious? So we totally went for it, and it was completely themed. If you know my mother is a fancy gal, and she doesn't like anything nerdy.
Not at
and
all.
And so she was like, trying to keep things classy. And I'm like, no, 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 no. Like, it's going to be pretty, but there's going to be dungeons, and there's going to be dragons.
And we're literally... Oscar, you had a fucking dragon.
Yes, yes. I would show y'all, but he's not in my living room. He's in my garage, dismantled. But we had a big dragon, and when I bought him, he was in my living room because he's so damn big. There's nowhere else to put him. And for the wedding, I took him apart and rebuilt him over there. We just brought him back the other day. And so he's going to go back in my living room. And so... It's funny because I have like the evolution of my nerdom. You can't see it, but I'll explain it. It's like I have a small dragon that I got from the McFarlane series mm-hmm. of toys.
I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah, and I give the rest to your brother, but I keep my favorite. And so I had that level of nerdy from when I worked at KB Toys back when I was 17, 16. Mm-hmm. And then over my mantle, I have a black dragon head from, you know, Wizards of the Coast, like actual like collectible thing. And then it grew even more, where it's like a big old, you know, life-size freaking dragon, where it's bigger than me.
Yeah, like, literally, when you walk into your house, you see three dragons. Like, I don't know, like, your house is either, like, if the burglars are not nerdy, I think they would legitimately just walk, like, turn around and go, it ain't worth it.
Yeah, because, like,
my... Or if they are nerdy, they're gonna just ransack the shit out of your house. They're like, a dragon!
Yeah.
That's just what I'm saying.
especially they know it, what things are worth, like that Megatron that's on top of my kitchen counter. But anyway,
So when you were going through your wedding, like during the planning phase, I know like you had to move stuff around and everything. I wanted to know how did it feel like literally the day of? Because I know you were working, like you and JoJo were working really hard from months before the wedding to like that week of. You guys were just cramming. You both did like your own individual like podcasts while still balancing everything. On the day of, when everything was settled and you can see it, how did you feel, like, personally?
I felt sort of like a huge weight has been lifted off. I felt a very strong relief. And I worked up until, like, 2 hours before it actually started.
Mm-hmm.
I was literally, like, using silver fabric marker, still writing the draconic letters onto my robe.
Oh, yeah. Tell the people what you were wearing. You haven't said that yet.
Oh, I wore, when it comes to Dungeons and Dragons, I was taught to play when I was 18, and since then, I've only been a player twice, and, because I'm always the Dungeon Master, mm-hmm. only because I meet a lot of people who've never played, and so I've learned to make things, homebrew a lot of things to make things very simple for new players and things like that, mm-hmm. and 5th edition is very good, but it still can be daunting for new players, so I have to really hold their hand in the character creation.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we get to the actual game, they realize how easy it actually is, and they allow themselves to enjoy it.
Yeah.
But anywho, my first character was a dragonborn paladin or cleric, and my second character was a human barbarian. And as you can see, I'm a very skinny man, and I don't look good in a leather loincloth. So I...
What? You can't pull off a... You could pull off a... leather loincloth.
I'm like 5'2", 110 pounds. So anyway, I decided to...
Smeagol is the new hotness.
Yeah, sure. That's what all the ladies want. Trust me. When I was back on Tinder years ago, all the girls were swiping right.
I like a man who looks good in a loincloth. He looks like Bam Bam from Flintstones. That's what I'm looking for.
You know, I just like a guy who, like, you know, he went to summer camp at Auschwitz and really, you know, cares about his physical appearance. So,
that's anywho. One thing positive. When you do face shots on Tinder, when you do face shots. Oh, bro,
they were all face shots. All face shots.
You think I was like,
you think I was like in my little like whitey tidies, like on the bed, like no, all face shots. Your mouth.
It's always like, yeah. It's just you at different. It was like as you systematic, like, you face forward, you at 3/4 quarters, you at side.
Literally, like all the girls that like met, well, the few girls that met me were like, oh hi.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me pick you up.
Like I got mistaken as a child at Walmart the other day. Anyway,
congrats.
Yeah, so I forgot what my tangent was. Oh, yeah, so I was like, okay, I'll be the cleric because I can wear, like, a cloak and, like, armor, like, top and things like that, and I don't need to be, like, you know, big.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously I'm not going to be a dragonborn. I'm not going to wear, like, a dragon mask, which my son and new daughter did, and she wanted to be dragon, and Adler wanted to play his character.
Mm-hmm.
He's played D&D. He mm-hmm. was dragonborn paladin. So he has a little knight outfit with a black dragon mask.
Oh, yeah. I think I saw pictures of that.
Yeah, so he had a lot of fun. And so I was like, you know what? I'll just be human. So I had a green cloak.
You didn't want to have a dragon mask, right? You may now kiss the bride.
Jordan would kill me. She already let me get away with so much. I didn't.
She really did. She, like,
she did. She did.
She deserves the thing is, credit.
Like, the thing is, like, she didn't tolerate it. She liked a lot of it. And she put in a lot of good input herself.
Mm-hmm. No, I bet she did like it.
She was all for it.
I agree. I bet she liked it. But there was some decisions I could look at and go, that was Oscar. That was Oscar.
Oh, literally to the day of, I'm like, she was, like, asking, like, oh, can we do this? And I was like, oh, you've let me do everything I wanted and more. You do what you want.
You were just like, anytime she asked us something, you just pointed out the dragon statue afar going, this still is here, then you have a golden pass to
that,
do whatever you
that
want.
That was her. She found that dragon.
Oh, she found the dragon.
She found the dragon. She's like, babe, I found something. I think we need it. But the thing is, like, the price she quoted me at was about half about what it actually was.
And you still said yes?
Well, we got there and I saw the price. I'm like, well, now that I see it in person, I need it.
Oh my God. So speaking of like the price tag and everything, when you were at like your wedding, like since it was D&D themed, you had all these like cool, not only like you had people dress up, you had
quite a bit of people dressed up. I was happy.
Mm-hmm. And like a whole bunch of stuff was there. If you could have had one thing, like you're in JoJo's wish list of this is impossible, but you could have put it in there, what would have it been in your wedding? Like the one like missing piece, like to the decoration or anything.
Well, no, because it went pretty much how we wanted it.
Oh, that's perfect.
The only thing would be probably like the original incarnation, if you remember, mm-hmm. is we wanted to have a big inflatable D20, and we wanted to have interaction with the guests, but because both of our families aren't that, there's a few key members that are, but a lot of our family members are nerdy. A lot of stuff would be explained, and it would have been just a mess, and it would have made a lot of sense to a lot of people. So if like we had a much nerdier group having this sort of like more of that D&D interaction for little things, even if it was like eating or like remember the quest for the ring thing we originally came up with,
yeah,
things like that. That really fell apart once I realized the crowd that we had. So
you mean it took you that long to realize who your mother was? Like, she may not know who this is or this is.
She basically was like, didn't think we were going to be in costumes until like the week before. I was like, we're all going to be in costumes. Like Adler, Soren, Aurora, me, Jordan.
I know Louise.
A lot like, of her family members.
Bought a full blown set.
I felt bad.
I felt so bad. Because
first off, I love you guys. And out of everyone that was at the wedding, you two were at the top of the list.
Be careful. This is recorded. Your family might see this.
I don't care. They know it. They know it. When you couldn't make it, I fought tooth and nail for you to still be able to marry us. And
you really did. You really did.
Because like Jordan wasn't really a big fan. Not about you.
No, just for clarification, with people.
Logistics of it.
I had to marry them through like Zoom. And
yes.
We did it legally. We filled out the paperwork. We double checked with everyone. It wasn't a backdoor wedding.
Yeah.
It was a legit wedding. But the thing is, because it was Zoom, that was the issue. It wasn't, I understand 100% Oscar, it was not me. Because she was the one who asked me.
Yeah, no,
to marry you guys.
And the thing is, like her family's property is way out in the country. Mm-hmm. And even on a good day, my signal is shite.
Yeah.
And, so there's like a lot of things we had to jump through, connecting the sound system so everyone can hear you and all that. And I'm glad just like we tested everything the week before, and like every time we tested it, it was just flawless.
On your end?
Yes, I was very fortunate because on my end, you were crystal clear. Sound, picture, everything.
You're welcome.
On your end, it was just audio.
Can I tell you something? Can I explain the 4 minutes between when this is how bad it was? I don't know who took me in and plugged me in.
Sean.
So, it was Sean.
Yeah, Sean.
Okay, yeah. I could not. Like, legitimately, he was like, hey, what's up? And I'm just like, hey. And in my mind, I'm like, so people have the vision of what I'm seeing. I think I had 4 pixels on my screen showing me anything. It was
You took a picture using your phone. Yeah. You sent it to me, and it was just grain. It was like static on TV. I'm like, ugh.
I was like, I cannot recognize anyone or anything. So I got plugged in. So I'm just like Sean apparently like plugs me in, and I'm just like, I feel bad. This person's trying to talk to me, and I'm trying to connect to them, but I have no idea who this is.
And that's Sean Skellington from the Necroelectric podcast. Oh. He did the him and his beautiful wife Kylie did the videography for our wedding.
Definitely. Let's do the quick plug in because I do want to say this. Like after this episode, literally the very next day on Necroelectric, they will have actual footage of the wedding, and they'll have like another version of this, but like more in depth because they'll have the visuals and everything, and you get to hear Jordan's side of her experiences and everything. So I definitely say go check them out. I should have a when the episode, since this episode will appear the day before, when it does appear, check the description. I'll have a link. It'll be the top link to that episode. So
that sounds awesome. But, and before she beats me to it, I did cry more than her.
I like how you had to throw that in real quick. Before she says it,
before she says shit.
Yeah, okay, because you at weddings with crying, I'll bring that. Remind me to bring that up right at the end of this.
I am a sensitive man.
Oh, we're going to talk about that before we say anything. So, all I wanted to say about the grain, so there was a solid 4 to 5 minutes, legitimately. I couldn't see anyone, so I'm just sitting there, like, on my phone while everyone's kind of looking at me. And I hear, in, I can't recognize the voices because they're far. I was like, hey, is that Enrique? Is that Enrique? And I literally am like, pretend I don't hear them, because if I look up, they're going to see me do this. I can't. Who's calling me? To the point, your sister and Adrian, Lainey and Adrian, came up to the screen and were talking like, hey, man, we miss you and everything. And it took me a solid 2 minutes.
To forget who they were.
Yeah, and they were like at it, so I'm just like, And they're like, it's Lainey and Adrian. I went, yo, what's up? And like, but the thing is, I'm not talking because I'm already hooked up to the sound system. So I'm like miming everything to them, and they're like, Enrique, why aren't you talking, man? They and I just literally like unmuted, and I went, because I'm plugged into the sound system. And I can't tell who they were, but I can tell heads move straight.
Yeah, because the sound system they have, they use it for all their events, and it's like professional quality stuff. You sounded like the voice of God.
I wish
that's how loud you were.
I would have given a God's voice.
No, you did absolutely fantastic. But like, yeah, it was like you could hear like across the pond. Like it was easy.
Okay, that explains it, because all I did was I was like, I'm plugged into the system, and I could see them go, no, shut up.
Is it wedding time? Is it wedding time?
And I could see like Lady and Adrian go like, no, shut up. And I was like, mute. But yeah,
so
I was really glad I was able to marry y'all. I got like choked up. Out of two reasons. One, I was just like, y'all's vows to each other was very beautiful, very well done.
I wrote mine that morning.
Yeah. I like how you had to throw in the your opening line. I went, don't laugh. Let me just put myself on mute.
I have to break up with comedy or I'd be crying the whole time. I almost didn't make it through my own vows. I had to stop in the middle, literally give the camera the finger, like the audience the finger. I was like,
Oscar, I know.
And then continued. Like, I almost didn't make it through my own thing.
You know how afraid I was? Because the audio around there started to get a little choppy. Not like I couldn't understand you, but a little before, like, this is weird. A little before and a little after, the audio was choppy for me that I couldn't understand a lot what was going on. But for y'all's vows, it was crystal clear. I heard everything y'all both said. But when you stopped, I legitimately went, let me just get ready to unmute and speak. And then you went, and I went, and we're not speaking yet. I am so afraid of, like, that's why a lot of times I wait until I see, I think you and JoJo looking at me doing this. So I can get a confirmation. I can speak now. Okay. Click. But yeah. y'all's wedding was, like, I'm really happy for y'all. Like, legitimately, it was very beautiful. It was a very touching ceremony. It was very, like, both of y'all. I don't want to go too deep into, like, JoJo's side and everything, but, like, y'all's vows to each other were very sweet. I was so happy that you had family. Like, all the people that could have made it could have. And I'm so happy that you guys had a great time, legitimately. Because I know you were... I didn't need to see you to know you were going to cry. Because at Luis's wedding, when we were up there, you were crying. And I remember going, aw. And I turned and I see you crying and I'm like, I was just like, not like disappointed. I was just more of like, I don't know how do I comfort him? I'm focused on Luis right now. And then when we went outside of Luis's wedding, I saw Ari crying with you crying. And I was like, oh,
Ari. It was beautiful, okay?
It was beautiful. Ari and I wish we could have, like, been there in person. You would have had a crier there. Ari cries at weddings.
I'm mad that Sean didn't record me, because I was going to say, well, he did, obviously, but, like, I was going to look at the camera and be like, and Luis, if only we were a little gayer, a little braver, it could have been you up there.
I know. It could have been you all along. And I was just like, that, I was waiting for that. So like that, I guess that's a good thing we didn't show.
I almost threw my vows.
Why? By doing that? Or like you just, you meant what?
I was almost going to say that in my vows.
Jojo, you're welcome. We didn't show up to your wedding. Because we secretly saved it, apparently.
The, like, you know, your brother spent like $300.
Yeah.
Yeah, on his outfit and everything.
Yeah. He was dedicated. I know. On the other hand, I had a horse wand. I was going to be a unicorn wizard. I was ready. And I had like a lot of my stuff on the cart, but I was like, I'm going to wait too close to the wedding. Just in case something happens. And then it did. And I was like, I'm sad I can't make it. I say that going, I already bought the ticket down there.
That's you did. What sucks. You did. Yeah. And like the thing is like when you're like, I was really bummed out about that, but we were able to make it work. Mm-hmm. And it was still kind of up in the air of whether or not it would work. Then your brother contacted me and let me know that he couldn't come. And that's when I was like almost devastated. I was just like, they're both not going to make it. I don't even know if we can get Enrique to work on this. And I was just like for a whole week, I was just freaking out. Like silently to myself, I'm just like, that was actually the most stress of the wedding. Not me getting married, not setting things up, not the logistics of anything. It was literally you and your brother giving the most anxiety.
After this episode, definitely watch the Necro Lecture because I want to hear. I'm going to listen to. I could hear JoJo's half go like, I was so excited to marry Oscar. He meant so much to me, and Oscar's over here. It should have been the Wiz. They didn't show up. What was the point of it? At least I got
the
a
thing
dragon.
The thing is, everyone was so good to her. I was so happy for her. Like, me, I don't like being idle. Like, especially if it's, like, something like that, where we have a lot of guests, I want to, like, have my hands on everything.
Mm-hmm. I feel that.
Like, everyone wouldn't let her do anything. Like, the moment she woke up, everyone was like, you back up, we'll take care of everything. And it wasn't a hassle. We literally had, like, everything was set up. Mm-hmm. It was just more, like, decor, and the food was going to be taken care of, all
like,
that
like
stuff.
Like, the final touches, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, it was all done. Like, the wedding was at 5, and everything was done before, I want to say, 1. Mm-hmm. And it was just, like, final touches and stuff. Like, the hairdresser came, makeup and all that stuff, and, like, it wasn't really much to do, so we took care of all of it.
That's good. And I think that's a good ending to the Code Brew. Again, congratulations to you, Oscar, to you, JoJo.
Thank you.
I'm very happy for y'all, legitimately. I was very grateful you guys picked me and stuck it out to have me, like, at the wedding and speak it. Sorry I'm stuttering. My headphones are freaking out. Like, in this moment, I'm trying to be serious. It's like, disconnected, connected, connected, disconnected. I'm just like, oh, God, even now we're having difficulty. Your wedding's difficulties aren't over, Oscar. But legitimately, I'm really happy for this. And that was this episode of Burnt Out Coffee Cold Brew. Thank you, Rikita, for giving us this beautiful name. I like how I'm doing this because I'm imagining like a graphic of Cold Brew appearing.
It's not gonna
I'm not going to edit that.
Yeah, it's not going to.
So people, like D&D, use your imaginations to what you see. If you're audio listeners, just pretend I gave you that a little extra in your boom. But thank you for tuning in for this episode. Of course, I am Enrique Rosado at Ryder Rosado. And of course, now the married man is Oscar Fernandez at Oscar Farts. You can catch him on Instagram. You can catch me on Instagram and Twitter. And thank you for listening. If you want to check out more of what we do on the same... God, I'm stuttering. I don't know why. You can check out Internet 24. It's an audio drama podcast going on right now. It's an anthology series. It's really dope. You can hit, wherever you're listening to this, I guarantee you it's there. And, you know, I'm jumping all around because I'm just like, I'm not going to lie. I'm just like remembering your wedding. Not even trying to be funny. I was like, oh, it's
sweet. No, you're fine. So, on Instagram this month, the month of October, I am going to miss the first because I'm working on other stuff for this. But tomorrow I'll make up for it. I'll do 2 of them. But basically, like, my own little Inktober thing is going to do it. And I'm going to do 31 illustrations. Woo! They're not going to be anything complex or anything like that. It's just going to be, you know, different stuff. But I'm going to do what I do best. Titties and Monsters. So there we go.
Titties and Monsters. Again, that is at Oscar Farts. Check that at Titties and Monsters at Oscar Farts. That's a sentence. On Instagram, check it out. Definitely, his Inktober's are dope. Go check that out. Also, if you want to check out more stuff, I have a webcomic called Cat Trails. You can find that at Webtoon and Tapas. Check it out there.
I think I'm behind. Did the new one start?
The new one? What do you mean the new one?
Like, part two?
We've been on chapter two.
I'm behind.
Got it. I'm glad I can trust you to be on top of it.
I repost stuff all the time, but I'm just like the Internet 24 stuff, which is another awesome thing that Ricky does, that I will be involved in someday. I don't know, but the Cat Trails I have been enjoying. I really like the sort of fantasy world you've developed. And so, like, I need to catch up for sure.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
To learn more about the mythical cat trail.
Cat trail. But, and most importantly of all, if you like this episode, just, hey, give it a like. If you like what we're saying, follow us on wherever you're listening to us. It really does help if you leave a comment as well. Let us know what you think. Today's question is a two-parter. One, if you could have a theme for your wedding, what would it be? What would it be? Would it be a regular vanilla wedding, or do you want to spice it up, make it
if you want something off the wall nerdy, make sure you got a guy, gal, a they that agrees. 100%. if they don't agree, like, oh, that's weird, that's not the right person for you, bro. I know you've been dating for 5 years or whatever. No, drop that one. Find one that's gonna say yes, I do want a My Little Pony wedding.
Finally, the wedding of our dreams. And yeah, thank you for listening. Oscar, give them a very special nuptial catchphrase, and let's call it an episode.
It's D&D virgins till the day we die.
And that was Burnt Out Coffee.
I'm still waiting to have sex with my wife. What?
That's where I had to get.